All right, it's Friday and we are here the day before the big cross country state meet. I think all the runners are very excited, maybe nervous. I have one of our best runners here with me. Before I get to that, 7-on-7 has a football game today at 4 o'clock at Pecos. I believe Coach Moreno told me they have 5 straight home games, so there should be some next week as well. So we will get those announcements as well, when and where they are. But I think all our home games are at Pecos. So tomorrow's the state meet in Glendale. The girls run first, then the boys. And I'm here with captain of the boys team, Mason Cavallo. He ran an 8:33.5, which is lightning fast. He is, I like to think all of our Summit athletes are this, but he is definitely one of our true student athletes. Great student, very sharp. I was just asking him, is history your favorite subject?
Is history my favorite subject? That is a tough question. I think probably math is my favorite subject, but I think history, when it comes into context of, besides math, it's probably my second favorite. I do research a lot of history on my own time. I read a lot of history books and such, but I think something about math and me clicks together very
well. That could come too. I don't know about you, but I always love math because it ties to sports.
Yeah, it ties. You know, sports are very mathematical when you get down to the root of it, you know.
Yeah. So, how are you feeling about tomorrow's race?
You know, I have a little nerves, but that's nothing unusual. You always have some nerves, but I'm ready to go out there, and I'm ready to go out there and win.
Nice. Do you have a little routine before?
I try and get a good night's sleep. The amount of times that I actually do get a good night's sleep before a race is not very many, but I'm going to try and go to bed early tonight and get a good night's sleep.
Yeah, sleep is important. So
it is. It really is. I need to get more sleep.
Well, especially at your age. You guys need a lot of sleep. And yeah, it's hard with all the homework and all the things you guys
got. My schedule, yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about the boys team. We've had a great year.
Yeah.
So you want to just kind of run through some of these guys? That way everybody knows who's on the team
Sure. So probably our two best runners besides me would have to be Tyler, Thomas, and Chris.
Chris Warmington.
Yeah, Chris Warmington. Chris Warmington. I always wanted to say Washington. Chris Warmington.
Yeah, Chris is in my class. He is fast.
Yeah, he came out of nowhere. I had no idea who this kid was, and then he just he showed up to our first practice, and I'm like, man, this kid can run. And yeah, he's been an excellent runner. Tyler Thomas, the son of Coach Heather Thomas, excellent runner. Always thinks he will beat me. Constantly smack talking.
It's good to have that competition, though.
Oh, yeah, he motivates me to run faster. But, yeah, great kid. My brother, Colby. You know, I might have some slight bias for my brother, but excellent runner. I think he's probably our fourth scorer. And then I think our fifth scorer is Ryan, seventh grader.
Ryan Van Kirk.
Great runner. Steele and Bradley are very fast sprinters. They have improved so much on their mile and a half time, and they are extremely fast.
They actually, not that this is anything to brag about, but they both beat me in a race last year. So, but they are fast. It was a short sprint, but I'm like, wow, those kids are quick.
Yeah, I remember last year in track and field, I always thought of them more as sprinters, but they have definitely improved a lot on their mile and a half times. So kudos to them for doing that. Zane and Andre, two new additions, great runners. They are also very fast. And Damon, a new addition, great runner, great kid. Always going out there trying his best. And Davis, fourth grader, gotta love the kid. And Carson. I'm trying to remember if Carson did it last year. I don't believe he did it last year. But the kid's great. He loves to go out there and run and everything. And Davis is Carson's younger brother. Davis is our only fourth grade male on the team. All the rest of them are females. So, yeah.
So, just looking at the roster, you as the only eighth grader. We have two seventh graders. And everybody else is sixth grade or younger. So, this is looking like a very bright future.
Yeah, so, you know, I only got into running last year, and it was almost by coincidence. I had just moved schools, and I really didn't. I mean, I knew about cross country. I had a couple of friends who did cross country. I never really wanted to do it, even though I was pretty much built for the sport. It was just never on my radar. I was always the kind of guy who wanted to play basketball instead. And I'm an average basketball player, but, you know, it was always just a fun sport to me, you know, go out with your friends and shoot hoops and everything. But, you know, it was the only sport that they offered at the time.
Yeah, because of COVID, yeah.
Because of COVID. And so I decided, why not? And, yeah.
So what would you say are, like, your favorite things or maybe the most beneficial things about running these long distances for, like, other kids that are
trying to get into
sport? Yeah, maybe thinking about it.
That's a good question. Conditioning, most definitely conditioning. Conditioning is by far the most, it'll help you the most in the sport, I should say. It'll help you with any sport. Cross country is a sport that all athletes, in my opinion, should at least try. Running long distances, you know, whether you want to be a football player, basketball player, hockey player, whatever kind of player, cardio helps immensely, and I truly believe that there is no better cardio sport than cross country. It helps you a lot with breathing, and that's extremely important.
Yeah.
There's a lot of strategy to running. It helps you with strategical thinking, and I know from experience I'm a rower at TJC, Tempe Junior Crew, and it has helped me immensely with that sport. And it's funny because when I say that rowing's a leg sport, people are like, what? But you're like paddling with things. Yeah. And I'm like, no, there's a movable seat. And they're like, oh, like you think I'm just using my arm and back the entire time? That'd kill my back. But
yeah, I can see a lot of parallels between rowing and long distance running.
Yeah, I love doing rowing. And it's helped me a lot. It's really.
Does it help with your mental toughness, like in any sport or anything?
Yeah, and cross country, you have to be so mentally tough. You wouldn't really expect that. Now, you can do cross country where you're just jogging along, you know, having a good time talking with your friends. But when you want to be close to my level or at my level or even above my level, because, you know, I'm not the best runner in the world, you know, you have to. It is painful. It's a painful sport. It really is. There have been a lot of times during races, I want to quit. I don't want to run anymore. But you just kind of have to keep going.
Yeah.
You can't stop.
Do you think when you're older, you might want to run in a marathon one day?
Marathon running?
Or half marathon?
That seems real painful, man.
I've never done it. I know people love it.
26,
do it.
I think it's 26 miles. 26 miles. That's a...
Well, not to mention when you practice, you're probably running.
Yeah, probably.
A minimum of like 5 or 6 each day would be my guess.
Probably like 3, 5, 6, yeah. It depends on the practice. Yeah. You know, recently for states, we've been kind of slowing it down, doing more stretching and stuff. But yeah, usually we're running a good bit, but 26 miles, man. And especially if I want to do it at a very competitive level. There are people who can do 26 miles in under 2 hours, and I'm just sitting at my television on my couch saying, how?
Well, Mason, when I hear that you ran an 8.5 minute mile and a half, I'm doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So, last question. Yeah. I'm just curious because I can't run a mile and a half anymore. Is it, and you talked about strategy, when you're running a mile and a half, which mm-hmm. I'm guessing for you is probably on the shorter side of distance, but maybe I'm wrong, is it a full out sprint or are you going, like, what percent are you running most of the time for a mile and a half?
So, mile and a half is about on the longer end of the spectrum I'd like to run, yeah. You know, because when you start running to like 2 and on cross country in high school, it's 3 miles. And I think I'm going to give it a try in high school. I think I'm going to at least do it for 1 year because it's a much bigger commitment in high school. It's a lot bigger of a commitment. So, you know, I'm going to try it out for a year and see if I want to continue doing with the sport, which, you know, I do really enjoy the sport.
Nice.
And you can full out sprint it. There are people who I know who just full out sprint it to about 90 to 95% the entire race. I cannot do that. You know, I haven't had the years of conditioning and training it takes to do that. Because I'm relatively new to the sport compared to some people. You know, some people, this is their only sport. You know, I have other sports and such. So, I sprint out for about, maybe a, not a fourth, maybe about, I don't know, an eighth and a half. You gotta sprint out because you have to be up front. And then I settle in from anywhere from an 85 to 90%. Yeah.
And then try to save some for the very end. I'm guessing you sprint.
Yeah, and then I sprint at whatever I have left in the tank, nice. Whatever it is. Sometimes I'm running on complete empty, and I still have to just find something in the tank to just, you know, sprint. And my 8:33 time was the last race that I had ran. That race was a excruciatingly hard race for me. It was hard. I was so exhausted. I could not breathe for most of the race. You know, it's really hard to breathe when you're running. It really is.
I'm aware.
Yeah. When you are running at especially such a fast pace, it is really hard to get oxygen. My mouth is dry. You know, it's some of the sacrifices you have to make to win. It's, you know, and...
No pain, no gain is a real thing.
Yeah, and with the mental toughness, that's what it is. It's, you know, you feel like you're going to collapse or you're going to pass out or something. Like, you know, there's been a couple of races where my vision has gone blurry. I'm serious.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, my vision's gone blurry. You know, it's really hard.
We wish you the best. Hopefully, there'll be some summit people there tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm hoping. You guys got to come out here and watch this run. It'll be a great race. We're currently, for the boys team, I believe, fourth in the state. We're going to try and get on that podium. We're going to try and get number one. And with you guys being out there, you can help support us.
All right, Mason. Good luck. Go get them tomorrow. Get some sleep.
Yeah, I will.
Thank you, Mason. So I hope you enjoyed that. Mason is super fast, and the team is doing so well. Coach Thomas has done such an amazing job. And I just want to finish this with some updates about some Summit alumni. I sent out an email to a lot of old students, families, just to see what was going on in sports. In high schools and colleges. So if you're still listening, here we go. I'm going to go through this. So, I had to ask Miss France. She's right down the hall there. So her daughter, Marissa, she's a sophomore at Desert Vista. Her JV basketball team went undefeated last year. She was the MVP of that team. She can hoop. I played a lot of basketball with Marissa when she was in middle school. She could definitely hang, no problem. And then her son Jackson is a freshman at Desert Vista. He was a starting guard on their, I'm not sure which exact team, but for football. Big, strong kid. Great kid, so they're doing awesome. What else? I talked to the Diaz family. If you know, they have three boys, two twins, Matthew and Anthony. The oldest one, Michael, who I mentioned earlier, he played Brophy football and he played Brophy baseball, but now he's in college and he is playing baseball at Santa Clara. He's a lefty power hitter and he plays left and right field. I saw him a few weeks ago, just ran into him, and he's just in really great shape, seemed to do really well. This is his second year. He said the first year was a little strange with COVID. It was strange for all the freshmen, but he's doing really well. And then his two brothers are a Brophy. They're both playing football. Anthony had a neck injury, unfortunately. So he's been playing with special teams. However, he was also playing Brophy baseball, and he's another lefty. Just recently, he went 4-for-4 with a home run, plays second base. He's getting really big. And then Matthew, his brother, is the starting outside linebacker for Brophy. And today, I think this is today, I believe they are playing Liberty. And they're ranked 1 and 2, I believe. That is what Mr. Diaz told me. And he also plays Brophy baseball, and he's the starting third baseman. Very athletic family. Talked to Alexa Horn and her mom. Alexa worked at our summer camp and with our preschool, I believe, last year. She played 5 years of club volleyball at Spiral. Very good volleyball player. And now she's a freshman at U of A, studying molecular and cellular biology. Really impressive, Alexa. And then we have some archery folks out there. Alex Backrack, whose mom worked here for years, he is doing archery. Or no, he did archery for years, and now he's doing archery at UCSD. And I talked to him a few months back as well, and he seems really happy. And that's awesome that he's doing archery for them. And then I talked to the Morrison family. Anthony Morrison is doing archery at Brophy, doing target shooting, standard bullseye, as well as 3D targets. I'll be honest, I don't know a ton about archery, but maybe you do. And then Trevor Chiara is also really good at archery. And then I just kind of looked this up. Asasare Gadara is playing basketball at Marquette. He wears number 13. Most of their games are on Fox Sports 1. They have a new coach, Shaka Smart. And I looked at their schedule. They play Illinois and Wisconsin in their non-conference. So he's got a tough schedule, plays in the Big East. Hopefully he'll get more playing time this year. But that's my updates. I'm going to try to give you more as we go along. But hopefully some fans can get out there tomorrow for the cross country. And thanks for listening, and go Sabercats.